Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
I have in studio with me now Dermot Good from Total Health Cover, who's going to help us meander our way through health insurance. So any questions you have, you can text them into us. And just in the 4 minutes that we may have spent, it's probably even less, Dermot, between you walking in during that ad break and us talking, you have me well assessed on health insurance. And you think I'm a bit of a risk taker if I'm going. You think if somebody isn't willing to take out the insurance and make sure they're getting the right policy, well, then they're just taking a risk.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Claire, that everybody has a different risk appetite. So, look, some people are very happy taking out very basic plans and taking a risk that, look, that'll cover them. We like plans that cover all public and all private hospitals. We like plans that have very small excesses on them. So you're not going to worry about going in because there's a €500 excess to pay. So a small excess of €75 or €100 per claim is perfect. But there's the big issue we have is so many consumers are just way overpaying for their insurance. I mean, literally two-thirds of every, you know, every consumer that we speak to, they're on the wrong plans. So there's 350 schemes and people basically don't shop around properly. Too many older people are afraid to change. In fact, we see a lot of their sons and daughters now doing it for them because they know mom and dad are paying way too much. And the savings in some cases are €1,000 per adult. So any of your listeners who are on the wrong plan on the same plan for 3 or 4 years, overpaying. Anybody who hasn't checked out some of the new discounted deals for children under 18, they're overpaying. Anybody who's not on one of these latest corporate plans. Now, some of your listeners straight away will think, well, I don't qualify for them. Everybody can join those plans. So it
how do you mean? Like the type that an organisation has?
The insurance companies bring out a different set of plans for their company schemes. And these plans are the best priced plans. They have the best deals, best rates, best benefits. But a lot of consumers think that they can't join them. You can join every plan on the market, no matter what it's called. So some people are on the teacher's plan and the nurse's plan from VHI and Irish Life. They think they're the best deals that they can only join. They're not the best deals. They're actually very old plans. And the other corporate plans are just much better. So don't be put off by the name of a plan. You know, if you see a plan that has really good benefits and the right price, it doesn't matter what the name is, you can join it. And also, Claire, too many people are relying on these comparison websites. You know, we deal with people every day of the week who've gone online and they've picked a plan online. 9 times out of 10, they've picked the wrong plan. So no comparison website is a substitute for proper advice. And this area is complex and it's important to people. So always get advice before you change your plan.
Because it is overwhelming. I mean, I've rang health insurance many times over the years and the list of stuff they're going through about what you want to be covered for or not covered for or tax bans. I mean, you're literally straining to pay attention properly because you know it's important. And at the end of the day, all you really want to know is that the premium is going to be something that you can afford. I just feel in some of the things that I have said yes to, I'm hedging my bets that if something really bad happens that I've said yes to it.
Well, the good thing about health insurance is that your medical history won't be used against you. Your age won't be used against you once you're in the system. And they must offer everybody cover. So, excuse me, once you pick the right plan that covers the hospitals you want access to, then your claim will be paid. So 95% of all claims are paid. Like, health insurance actually does work. The problem is, Claire, a lot of people read through the documentation themselves. Like, you'd need counselling after going through the documentation. Mm. It's torturous. So we always advise people, do a little bit of homework before you phone the insurance companies so you control the conversation. And you might phone them up and say, listen, I want to look at the following 2 or 3 plans. Or even tell them your budget. So if I'm joining as a new member and the most I want to spend is €850, tell them that. Now, you won't do that with any other insurance because you know they'll spend every penny and maybe you might be missing out on a discount. There are no such discounts with health insurance. The price is set. So some of your listeners now are stuck on the old Plan B and Plan B options with VHI and the old Essential Plus with Laya and the old Level 2 Hospital with Irish Life, each costing about 2,500 per adult. And they think, You know, they think they're rewarded for being loyal and staying with the same insurance company. Absolutely no such thing. Doesn't exist. In fact, by staying on the same plan and not shopping around, they are throwing away literally €1,000 each of savings. And in fact, one of the best tactics to reduce your costs, and I'd say this to every, you know, maybe older person listening to this now, take on a very small excess. So some of those plans I mentioned, if you take on a small excess of €75 per claim, so it's never per night, per claim, literally Irish Life Health 4D Health 4 is basically 1466. I mean, VHI have a company plan extra level 1 scheme, 1548, and Leia have a complete simplicity scheme, €1,600. So those plans are better than the plans I just mentioned previously, and they're €1,000 cheaper each. So the savings are not €50 or €75 here. The savings are colossal, particularly for older members, and they're missing out.
Wow, it's unbelievable. Let's get to some of your listener questions then. Dave in Talla says, "Hi Dermot, I'm a 70-year-old widower. I'm presently on Leia Connect Simplicity, costing me about €1,400 per annum. Is this the best deal I can get?"
That plan that Dave actually has, that's a good corporate plan. So Dave is not overspending. So that plan right now is £1,330 per adult. It's a brand new corporate plan that just came on the market. He's covered for a private room. He gets money back on his routine expenses. The only one thing I'd say to Dave is that if a private room is not essential to him, there's another plan with Leia called Simply Connect Plus, which is £1,250 per adult, which is equally good. But no, he has selected well. He's on a good corporate plan. So if he's happy with that, we'd be suggesting he stay as is.
And all private rooms aren't guaranteed. Is that still a fact with the hospitals the way they are now?
Yeah, the way it
works. So you might say, yes, I'd like a private room, but it's no way, you're paying for it in your premium, but it's no way guaranteed you'll get it on the day.
That is correct. Now, okay. Anybody who thinks they're going to get a private room in a public hospital, like, dream on. Because, like, you'll win the lotto quicker than you'll get a private room in a public hospital. But if you're covered for a private room in a private hospital, so for example, if I want to go to the Beacon Hospital on the south side or the Hermitage Clinic on, let's just say, in Lucan, and I'm covered for a private room, they'll do everything they can to put me into that private room.
Right.
Because they know that I'm covered for it.
So again, it depends on the hospital.
Exactly.
Can you slip your headphones on there? Because we do have Dave on the line. Dave, you have a question for Dermot, who seems to be an insurance encyclopedia. So I think you can fire anything at him. How are you today, Dave?
I'm grand, touch wood. I don't need any medical insurance today.
Good, good. This is good news. So what's your question?
Well, you've already answered, really. I'm paying 30, yeah, he's dead on. I'm paying 1,300 a year. I paid it in a lump sum. Now, the only thing I want to ask him, which I used to be with VHI, and I found it was very handy to go to their little clinic in Dundrum. But now, what I want to ask him, has Leia got anything similar? Because I seem to suffer from an ingrown toenail a lot, and Leia doesn't seem to be able to give me a definite answer of where to go to get it seen to, whereas with VHI, I could just go down there. But now they only take on VHI customers in the VHI clinic, so I'm wondering, has Leia got something similar?
Dave, good news for you on that. So you're right, VHI only let their own members access the VHI Swift Care clinics, but now we have a number of new clinics. So Affidea, or on the north side, you might call it Affidea. But anyway, so that clinic is basically, there's a new clinic in Talla, which has just been opened. And there's also, it's basically very similar to the VHI Swift Care. So in other words, it's for minor injuries, fractures, sprains, ingrown toenails, things like that. So as a Layer or Irish Life Health member, in fact, anybody can actually go in to those centres and get treatment there. So it's like a private A&E. There's also another new facility in Cherrywood called My Medical. So, and we know that Affidea will be opening up a new centre in Santry from May. So what we're going to see is people who like the idea of accessing Swift Care, they will be able to access similar centres with the other insurance companies. So, and that's available to you now. So literally just go online, check out the opening hours for that Talla centre, and I would try and access the treatment you need there.
Good stuff, Dave. And stop squeezing those feet into the small dancing shoes, will you? Thanks very much for coming on. Tony in Galway has a question for you, Dermot. He says, "Do I need to change plans? I'm 68. My wife is 71. We are on Irish Life Business Plan Hospital Plus at £2,746 per annum. Any advice, please?" Because that's a lot of money.
It is. And I'll tell you, Claire, that's not an up-to-date corporate plan. So the plan that Tony's on is not bad cover. So it's €1,373 per adult. But I would suggest two options for him. If he wants to improve his cover, literally add another €35 each and contact Irish Life and ask for a plan called 4D Health 3. 1,409 per adult. He'll actually now be able to claim guaranteed refunds back on GP and consultants fees with no excess, like literally 50% back. He'll get free travel insurance and he'll still be covered for a private room in private hospitals. It's actually just a far better plan with the same company. If a private room is not critical for Tony, there's another plan with Irish Life called 4D Health 2, which will save him about €160 per adult and he will still have access to the same hospital. So he's not a million miles away from the best deals. He just needs to bring his cover up to date. So they're the two options I would focus on there.
Yeah, and if he's paying for him and his wife and he can save himself in around £500, so that's a weekend away. That's a nice saving.
Better overall cover as well. So definitely worth looking at.
What insurance company would you recommend for my partner age 56, says another, to take out, and how much does it cost? Myself and the children are covered by my company.
Now, this is, you see, it really depends what type of cover they're looking for. We would always suggest a good plan that covers public and private hospitals. So the three plans right now, the three best schemes from, so VHI, one plan, €250, €830. Leia have a similarly priced plan called Essential Health 300, which is €895. And Irish Life have a brand new plan, which we really like, called the Benefit Scheme, which is also €899. The only problem now, Claire, for this 56-year-old is this age loading that they brought in 4 years ago. So if they've never had cover before and they're over 34, which they are, 22 years over that, they have a 44% loading. So every rate that I just quoted, they have to add on 44% to that. So that's the only little sting in the tail there. I would suggest that that person definitely get onto cover now, because that freezes the loading, but there's nothing they can do about that loading. So they're the three plans I would suggest they look at right now. Good value plans without overpaying your premium.
And he touched on the kids there. What about children under 10? Because it's certainly something in my circle of friends that gets discussed an awful lot. My sister asked me for advice on it recently. Should you insure the under 10s?
We would say definitely yes, if you can afford it. A number of reasons. If you're, we'll say, 8-year-old needs to go in for any kind of an injury or an appendectomy. People think public treatment is free. They will be charged €80 for every night they're in a public hospital, up to €800 every year. So that's the first thing. The second thing, Claire, that a lot of people miss or don't realise is that children are put on waiting lists just like adults. So in other words, a child who, let's just say, needs to get a tonsillectomy, they'll be 6 to 8 months on the public system waiting, and you're pumping them full of antibiotics in the meantime. If you have private cover, they can access, let's just say, a private hospital within 2 to 3 weeks to get their tonsillectomy. The real obstacle is that people don't realise this. If I put my child on when they turn, we'll say 10, they're joining as a new member if they have any existing conditions. So let's just say my child has a hip defect or has tonsillitis, no cover for 5 years because they're joining with an existing condition. And given that, like, VHI now have plans where you can get your child insured for €180. So do Irish Life. That benefit plan is €180. And Leia Healthcare have an offer now where if you have two or more children, you pay for the first, and every other child under 18 is free. So we would encourage people, if you can at all, put your children on the policy as well. For children, it's not about, let's just say, private rooms. It's about access. It's about getting them in straight away and not being stuck on a waiting list. And more and more, like, children can wait 3 months for an urgent MRI. They can wait 3 months for an urgent colonoscopy. That's not nice. Yeah. And if you have health insurance, you can get it done tomorrow.
Well, Dermot Good from Total Health Cover, you are like the rain man of insurance, and I need to call my sister. So we better take a quick break.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc, your online healthcare provider. See a doctor, therapist, or physio now on our app or at videodoc.ie.